Welcome back to Tech Talk with Ramaz. Today we'll be talking about Apple products. Are they overpriced? Are they reasonably priced? Or should you buy them? I feel like some Apple products are reasonably priced and some aren't. For example, the other day I saw the MacBook Air 13.3-inch with an i7 processor. Its regular price was $1,700, which I think for a MacBook Air with an i7 that's a 4-core is a bit too much. And the reason why I think it's too much is, first of all, it has the base speed of 1.2 gigahertz, which is a low speed. And the fact that it has 4 cores is depressing. My MacBook that I currently use has 1.2 gigahertz as its base speed, and it's an i5 with 2 cores, right? But that laptop was a hand-me-down from my cousin who had got it in 2014, right? So that laptop's 8 years old, and it has two less cores. And the other one has a better turbo boost, but does it really matter? And if you think about it, not many people overclock their Macs, right? Like I have a MacBook, but I don't overclock it. And maybe some people do, but like for the people who don't know how to do it, it's kind of a scam for them. 16 gigabytes of RAM is also kind of bad. It's kind of trash as well, right? 512 gigabytes SSD, I guess that's okay. I mean, I think 1 terabyte would be nice. And I feel like if I were to search up just a normal laptop, right, around the price range of cheaper than this, you would be able to get better specs for this price. So let's search up laptops. So you can find, here's one. This is a gaming laptop, sure. This is $1,300, which is $300 cheaper than the other one. It has 16 gigs of RAM. It has 512 gigabyte SSD, similarly to the Apple MacBook. It has a graphics card built in that's much better than the one on the MacBook. It's a GTX 1650, so you can use this for games as well, and it has a good operating system as well. It has an i7 in it. It's the i7-10750 with a core clock speed of 2.6 gigahertz. As you can see, it is much more. Another thing on top of that is it has the processor has 6 cores, not 4 cores. It's a 6-core processor one. Okay, let's look around. That's not the only one here. Let's look at this one. This one is $1,600, so only $100 cheaper. But here's the thing: 16 gigs of RAM. Okay, 512 gigabyte SSD. It has an i7 with a base clock of 3.3, overclockable to up to 4.8. The other one was only 3. It has 4 cores, sure, not that much, but at least the clock speed is like already it's as if it's like overclocked, and it also has a RDX 3060 built into it, right? That's like a big value add. Let's look a bit more. Here we have this $850 laptop. This has a i5 with the base core clock as 1.6 gigahertz. It has 12 gigs of RAM compared to the 16, but also keep in mind it's $850 and the MacBook is $1,700. It has a better processor, not as much RAM, but it has as much SSD, and it has integrated graphics like the other one, right? Like, I feel like it's too much. Like, if you're going to get a laptop, just get Windows one, because it's just a better deal for you, and you can get something better for the better price. Now, nowadays, they have the M1 chip. I feel like the M1 chip is a much better deal. See, so here's an M1 laptop. It's $1,300. I already spot some problems with it. It has only 8 gigabytes of RAM. 8 gigabytes? It has 256 gigabytes SSD. So those two figures are half of what it was before. Let's choose the 512 gigabyte model. Think about it. You are getting the 512 gigabyte model. You are paying $300 to $400 more. That is way too overpriced, if I'm being honest. So yes, it's a 7-core with a... I don't know what's the base. Okay, it's an 8-core. Sorry, it's an 8-core. Let me check what the core clock speed of this is. So I feel like for that, that's a good price. An 8-core for $1,300 is not bad at all. Let's see. So M1 chip core clock speed. Oh, so the thing is, because it's not running on the x86 technology, it's different. So I don't know exactly how much it is, but it is faster than the old ones, obviously. We all know that, for sure. But I feel like something like that is a better deal than the other MacBooks. So if you are going to get a MacBook, get the one with the M1 chip. But I feel like Apple's, like, the whole upgradability by storage thing's a bit too much as well. Like, that was, like, me just looking at that, it was like, look at this. It says here, M1 chip, 256 gigabyte SSD and 8 gigs of RAM. Nowadays, the golden standard should be 16 gigabytes, first of all. Second of all, it only has 200 gigabytes SSD. That's the only storage it has. Think about it, right? Like, people use their laptop every day. They download hundreds of files. I have a 1 terabyte hard drive and a 128 gigabyte SSD, and those are over half full, right? And I'm just a kid, man, right? I'm not gonna use it as much as somebody who's a professional and uses it for the day-to-day work. I feel like it's not enough, and obviously, we all know that the MacBook is actually cheaper to, like, it isn't even that expensive to produce, right? Especially now with their M1 chip, it's more easier for Apple to produce. It's much more cheaper for them to produce, and it's a cheap thing to produce for them, and they sell it for more than the actual value of it, right? And that's why I think the Windows thing is a better idea. Now, especially with Windows 11 coming out, I feel like just settle with a Windows laptop. Settle with the Windows thing. You'll get it on a good... You could get one on a good price. You could get one on a sale. And, like, look at this. This one's 1 terabyte SSD, 16 gigabytes. I'm looking at the LG Gram. It has an i7. Core clock speed is 2.8 gigahertz. The RAM is 16 gigs of 4,000 megahertz RAM, which is decent. It has a... So it's... Oh, it's not even... It's a... It has a, like I said, core clock speed of 2.8 gigahertz. Yeah, it has 4 cores, and yeah, it's, I guess, it just depends. I guess if you look around and you just think about different alternatives. Apple, some people think Apple is overpriced, some people don't. I don't know, it depends on which one you choose. I think these days that, now that Windows 11 is coming out, soon, later this year, because it has, like, that Apple look and feel, you kind of may just, like, I feel like less people are gonna, like, maybe more people are gonna be more willing to use something like a Windows computer rather than a Mac, right? Like, see, okay, I just looked at this 15.6 inch touchscreen from HP. It has an i7 with a core clock speed of, listen to this, 4.7 gigahertz. It is a 4-core processor, but think about it, 4.7 gigahertz times 4 is a whopping 18.8 gigahertz in total of speed. I have a Core i5 with a base clock speed of 2.8 gigahertz, and I have 6 cores, and my thing is only 16.8, right? So this is 2 more gigahertz, and it's only $1,300. Yeah, which is not bad at all, and right now it's on sale, actually, even. It's regular price is $1,300, and it's right now at $1,100. But, like, stuff like that, if you look around, you can find a very good deal and a better offer with something like Windows. And also, another thing is, if you are used to the, the Mac operating system, you could also try something called Hackintosh. So you can actually install a, like, Mac OS onto a Windows computer. Which sounds crazy, but it's actually possible. You can find out lots of different tutorials online. It's an interesting thing you can do. So if you're used to that, you can switch to Mac as well if you have a Windows computer. And also, Windows 11 is coming out, so it's got more of that Windows, more of that Mac OS feel, look, design, all that sort of stuff, right? Overall, it depends on what your preference is. Sure. I will be honest, MacBooks are quite durable. That's one point that actually sells to Apple. They care about privacy, and there's also like FaceTime and messages and all that sort of cool stuff on the thing built in. And yes, you can now download apps on the thing. Thing is, it's a premium, and depends on the person who's using it. If you are more into the Mac lifestyle, or you are more, you like the editing more on that, or you like the photography stuff more on that, you just like the program or softwares on more on that, or you like the specs on that, then by all means choose that. But I want to point out, if you care more about specs and you want to care about getting a good price and stuff, obviously you're going to want to settle with something like a Windows laptop or PC. Now, other Apple products is another story. So, MacBooks are one thing, and Apple, like, all that stuff. Then you come to, wristbands, all that stuff. You have iPads, iPhones, all that stuff. If I had the option to choose between a Apple iPad and a tablet from Samsung, like a $200 tablet from Samsung, I would choose the iPad from Apple, and the only reason is software. Software on the Apple device is, that's the thing about Apple that many people love, is the software. Apple is simple. Android is complicated, right? They care about privacy, which is another thing that is also good about Apple's operating system. You may be able to find a Android tablet with better specs, yes. I just remembered, Windows 11 is now introducing Android apps, right? So, if you, like I said earlier, is if you like the whole apps on your thing, you can still switch to Windows as well for that as well, right? Like, Windows and Mac have that now as well, so that's another thing. So, back to what I was saying is the iPad is just something I'd rather choose. Sure, you can get better specs maybe with Android, but think about it. Apple is, the great thing about Apple is A, they care about security. B, they're very simple and minimalistic. And C, they offer loads of updates, right? Like, depending on the device, you can get, I think iPhones or something, they get like 5 years or like 4 years of updates. Whilst Android users only get like 2 or 3 years of updates, right? Like, you get way more updates. Sure, you spend more, but then you also get to use it more. Apple products are more durable, right? That's another thing. Like I said, I got my iPad in 2017. I've been running it for 14 years. It still receives software updates to this day, and I'm still using it to this day, and it's still fine. It still works. My grandma's using an iPad from years ago. The iPad mini, I think it was like a 1 or 2, which is like from 2010 maybe. It's a 10, 11 year old iPad, still holds up to this day. Sure, she can barely open up like Discord or something like that, but she can still watch YouTube, right? And that's basically what she watches. Sure, it's kind of unbearable, but at least it works in the end of the day, right? That's the thing about Apple. They're long-lasting. They have all these great features and great stuff. And, like, they have iMessages. They have these different softwares. All that stuff. Everything's kind of, like, linked in this one ecosystem. And I like the Apple ecosystem, right? It's a good ecosystem. You don't want to get trapped into the ecosystem to a point where you can't get out. But, you know, I think Apple products are good. Like I said, even for iPhones, I personally think that, yes, iPhones, they get produced maybe cheaper than, like, they're selling it for, but that's for every premium product, right? Like, if you're gonna get, like, an iPhone or a Samsung phone, you're gonna find maybe similar specs, maybe the Samsung maybe a bit better, but I feel like because of the functionalities of Apple, because of the security updates, because of these all these updates, the thing at the end of the day, you get what you pay for Apple, and that's what I like about it. It's simple, it's easy, it's quick, it's just good, right? And if you are willing and you have the budget to spend a bit more on Apple, you may even enjoy it more. You will be happy with it, right? And Apple has, like, you can join the Apple ecosystem very easily. You can find iPhones, old iPhones, for like $200, right? Refurbished off of Amazon, right? So if you want that functionality, maybe it won't last as long, but you may get, like say you got the iPhone X, or like the iPhone 8. Let's see, how much does the iPhone X currently cost? If you were to purchase it used, refurbished off of Amazon. So the iPhone X would cost $500. So it's been 3 years since the iPhone X released. But you have another, let's say, maybe 2 years of software updates, and also the, like, you see, think about it. This has 256 gigabytes of storage, right? Like, it has a good battery, it has warranty for 90 days, all that sort of stuff. Like I said, at the end of the day, I think Apple is its own sort of thing, and I think Apple's a good price. It's worth it. If you have the money, it's worth the money you spent on it, right? And that's basically it, right? So it depends on, like, some people think they're overpriced, some people may not think they're overpriced. I feel like maybe on the laptop space, yes, they're maybe a bit overpriced. In the smart home thing, they have their own Apple HomePod, right? I think that if you want, like, a smart a smart home thing, right? I think you may as well just settle with Google or Google or Amazon, unless if you're gonna get the HomePod Mini, because it only costs $130. But the HomePod Mini costs the normal HomePod costs like more than that, right? And if you think about, like, the Google Home Mini, that's only $70, right? The HomePod is, on the other hand, $130, but all depends on you, like I said, and depends on, like, if you are in the ecosystem, you have the money, just go for it, right? It's a good price. There's other brands you can choose if you want, but I think Apple is a good option for choosing a device to use on a day-to-day basis. I prefer Windows, if I'm being honest, just for the laptop space. But yeah, that's basically it. That's all I wanted to talk about. Thanks for watching this episode of Tech Talk with Ramiz Bungish, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.